had a bad week. You know you can take all my stress right now, help me get it off my chest and out into the ether. Right, I've had a bad week. So here we go. Let's dredge up another bad memory to cheer myself up. I've talked about sharing a bedroom as an 11-year-old kid with three stepbrothers, two sets of bunk beds. You know, they were adults. I was a child. They were all masturbating, of course, like going to sleep on a fucking ship. I've said all this. But actually, one of them moved out fairly quickly. He went to university, and I was left with just the two stepbrothers. And one of them I've talked about at length on this podcast. There was the Iron Maiden episode, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter, I think it was. And a recent one where I talked about this complete slob of a stepbrother who sat around in a dressing gown for years and totally turning his life around on a single day. I did one episode about that recently. You can turn your life around on a single day. I quite like that. Have I talked about the day he cooked a shit? I'm not sure. Don't think I have. Anyway, so there was the university stepbrother. He left. And then there was the twit stepbrother, as in Roald Dahl. The twits. Big beard. Food in his beard, genuinely. Just living in a pile of his own excrement. And then there was the middle stepbrother. Now, two things immediately come back to me when I think of this middle stepbrother. Only two. Two things. As I can't think, actually, we ever had a proper conversation. The years that I've known him, my childhood was very strange. Anyway. There was a sloping, corrugated plastic roof at the back of the house over an upper bedroom. And I'm sure, as you did, did you ever play throw the ball against the wall games as a kid? There was a game called Sevens, I believe, where you'd throw the ball and catch it seven times, and then six times you'd have to catch it like with one hand, five times you'd have to turn around and catch it. Fuck me, I was lonely. So many people in that house, I was so fucking lonely. Anyway, after mastering this game and all my favourite games as a kid, solitaire, masturbating, etc. To make it harder, I started throwing the ball onto this like corrugated plastic. But it was very loud. It was very loud, very annoying to the people inside. My stepbrother had a problem with it, and so came and took the ball away. This was all I had. This was taking my childhood away. Just like my stepdad had taken my favourite CD away. And my mom. So I shouted at this stepbrother and called him a shitbag. Yeah, you heard me. Shitbag. And he chased me. And caught up with me in the kitchen. And he pinned me down on the floor. He pinned me down, powerless to move. And I thought, I hate you. I really hate you. I hate you the most out of all my stepbrothers. Because at least the others are demonstrably awful. You don't even have the creativity to achieve that. You're just a quiet shitbag. The worst kind of shitbag. I hated him. Hated him. I hated him. But you know what? Looking back, there was a piano in the hall where we lived. And this middle stepbrother could play the piano. He was a genius at piano. And looking back now, he was my inspiration, along with my son. That memory of listening to him was the one that inspired me to take up piano as an adult. And he contacted me recently, this middle stepbrother, and said he was impressed by my piano getting to grade 7. And he had only got to grade 3. And I said, really? But I have this memory of you being brilliant. And he said, thanks very much. I thought you hated me. It's funny, isn't it? If someone does something good, eventually, whatever else they do, you'll remember that the good thing over the bad thing. Enough time goes by and you start to remember the good things they did. And when enough time goes by, in your head, they're even better than the reality of what they were. The good always outlasts the bad. Remember that when you're next choosing to be a complete shitbag. Lots of love, you shitbags.